USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Politics front and center in the news as three Democrats are out of the race. All three backing Joe Biden for president with the hope of denying socialist Bernie Sanders the nomination. Amy Klobuchar dropping out Monday, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer and Mayor Pete both calling it quits over the weekend.
I talked to Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar.
Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who President Trump calls Mini Mike because of his height, says he's in it to win it. He tells supporters in Virginia,
and I wish them all the best. I thought both of them behaved themselves, is a nice way to phrase it, but they represented their country and their states very well, and I felt sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
By the way, Bloomberg has spent an astounding $500 million on campaign ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now, I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence, who's heading up the coronavirus task force, speaking at the White House, updating the public on the six people who've died from the virus in Washington state. President Trump meeting earlier in the day with leaders of pharmaceutical companies.
The coronavirus shows the importance of bringing all of that manufacturing back to America, and we will have that started. It's already started, frankly. It started about a year ago. The White House coronavirus task force, led by Vice President Mike Pence, has been meeting daily in coordinating closely with state and local governments. Mike had a call today with 53 governors, and I heard it was a very good call, and everybody's very well coordinated.
Now, as for the stock market, a huge bounce back at the close Monday, the Dow gaining almost 1,300 points. That's a gain of more than 5%. The NASDAQ up 385 points. That's a gain of almost 5%. The S&P 500 up 136 points. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A highly respected former CEO has died, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The former chairman and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, dying on Monday. Welch had taken the helm at GE in 1981, and he retired just before the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. GE grew exponentially during Welch's time in charge. A few years ago, he looked back at his life and saw himself as this.
I'm an Irish kid from Salem who ends up with the greatest job in the world, and I was trying to make $10,000 to live on. I mean, I had a great run.
Jack Welch was 84.
Vice President Mike Pence, with an extremely supportive speech about Israel, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
While addressing a crowd of around 18,000 people at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual policy conference, Vice President Pence says Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders will be the most anti-Israel president in American history if elected.
When Bernie Sanders smeared Israel at last week's debate, not a single candidate on that stage stood up to challenge him. We will always call out those who try to cloak their animus toward Israel inside the phony mantle of friendship. The most pro-Israel president in history must not be replaced by one who would be the most anti-Israel president in the history of this nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.